evil, that which conflicts with the character of God. Evil causes stupidity. That is why the Bible uses the term darkness to express what happens to a person who rejects the gospel. Essentially, all they know becomes irrelevant as to how they function, much like a person trying to describe what is in a room and trying to navigate the room when there's no light in the room. Such a person misidentifies objects, they bump into things, and often injure themselves. It's as if they're stupid. Here is a way you can know who is fundamentally good or fundamentally evil. Assume they're fundamentally good. Then ask these questions. Number one, do you believe in God? If no, stop here. The person is a fool. Number two, do you believe there is a devil? If no, stop here. The person is deceived and so being manipulated by the devil. Number three, do you believe that America is a Christian nation? If no, stop here. The person has been taught false history. Number four, do you believe the Constitution as it exists now? If no, stop here. The person is an enemy of America. Number five, do you believe that law should apply to all people equally? If not, stop here. The person is an elitist. Number six, do you believe that theft by the government, taxation, is evil? If no, stop here. The person is an un-American socialist. Number seven, do you distrust all forms of government? If no, stop here. The person does not recognize that government is operated by fallible, corrupt humans. Number eight, do you accept unfairness as part of life? If no, stop here. The person does not understand that every person has a different version of what is fair. Number nine, do you believe in personal responsibility and accountability? If no, stop here. The person is an untrustworthy leech. Number 10. Do you believe that only God can fix what is wrong with us? If no, stop here. The person is deluded, trusting in the untrustworthy. If the answer to all of the above is yes, your original assumption is correct. If any of their answers are no, they are evil in one or more of their fundamentals. This is not to say the person has no redeeming qualities. It is simply an acknowledgement that, at the least, the seeds of destruction are in them, and they may be, in fact, already voting for godless un-Americans who are and will continue to work to destroy America and the kingdom.